Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I'm joined by my co-host and co-founder, Craig. Welcome, Craig. And today's topic, and we wanted to dive into this because we've been having some great conversations with women in our program around this. And if you followed me for a while, you'll know that I did every diet under the sun, shake diets, fasting, isogenics, you know, just every single quick fix thing out there. So, you know, whenever I jump on calls with women and I ask them what have they done, and they sort of look at me sheepishly embarrassed, I say, don't worry, I've done it too.
The tuna and apple diet was my favorite one that you did.
For 12 weeks. I got lean though. I got really lean.
Yeah.
Obviously rebounded.
We went together then,
that.
But yeah.
That's right.
In explicit detail, how you ate tuna and apples every day. I was like, oh my
God.
solid willpower.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I met my business partner and friend Emma Skarakis, the nutrition coach who's the co-founder of Saturate, and I met Craig at the same time, and these two things changed the game for me and helped me finally break free from the quick fix diets. And one was I could eat carbohydrates, I could eat fat, I didn't have to cut food groups out of my diet. But what I did need to understand was an energy balance and tracking my food and macros. That's one thing that Craig taught me. And then Emma introduced me to this concept of pro-metabolic eating. So, you know, I remember she's like, you can drink orange juice and, you know, eat sourdough bread and rice and carbs and, you know, all of these incredible foods that I had been demonized for years and years and years. And once I understood, you know, the nutrients in these foods, how my body actually worked, I realized, wow, these are actually really nourishing, easy to digest foods that my grandparents used to feed me. And so, you know, when it comes to sustainable weight loss, you know, in our program, we're about helping women. We want you to lose weight, you know, improve your body composition, but also improve your health. And you can't improve your health if your body's not getting the nutrients that it needs. So one, what you eat is important, but then how much you eat is important too. And I think, you know, tracking food and understanding this concept is very new to women, or they've done it in the past and they've done it in a way like I used to do it, which was very restrictive. So drastically cutting calories, like eating 1200 calories, thinking that they need to cut, you know, all of the carbs out of their diets. And it's just not necessary. You know, when we find that, you know, women come into our program and we help them work out exactly how much they need to eat to achieve their goals. And a lot of the time it's putting them in a smaller calorie deficit. Then they fill their diet with these beautiful, nutrient dense, nourishing, easy to digest foods. Not only do they slowly start to lose weight and body fat and they build muscle, but they actually start to feel better. So they've got more energy. They're sleeping better. They're actually enjoying the food they eat. And, you know, it's much easier for them to be consistent. So Craig's going to talk you through a bit of a macros 101 and tracking. So maybe we start there, because I think that, you know, like where I see a lot of women go wrong is that they cut calories too much. Like they think that they need to eat in this massive calorie deficit and completely cut out carbohydrates.
Well, that's probably a different topic, and we won't get down that road, or else we'll be here for an hour, and we're trying to keep these podcasts a little bit short as we keep failing at miserably. So if we just talk about it at the surface level in terms of the hierarchy. So calories, right, the amount of energy that you're consuming is the fundamental basis of what controls our body weight, right? So we understand the calories in, calories out model, energy in, energy out. Again, I won't go down the rabbit hole with too much. A lot of people want to try and overcomplicate that model because of different rates of digestion and our hormones, different effects and whatever. And it's like, yeah, but at the end of the day, it's still coming back to an energy equation. So the amount of food that you eat, and we all know this, like you eat too much food, your weight goes up. If you eat food, you eat less food, your weight goes down. You know, maintenance is a range. So your calorie intake can kind of fluctuate, you know, a few hundred grams either side. You might not see a lot of change in your body weight. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the energy coming in is what's going to be controlling that. So calories are king. They're the things that we always need to be focusing on first in order to understand what's going to be relevant to our goal. So if the goal is weight loss, then we need to be in a calorie deficit. If our goal is weight gain, then we need to be in a calorie surplus. If the goal is to maintain our current weight, then we need to be eating at a calorie balance or an energy balance. So calories are king. Next, after that, you have your macronutrients. So your protein, carbohydrates, and fats. So obviously protein, we need that. It's the building block for every cell, everything in your body. Everything is made up of proteins. If you were to strip all your skin off your body and you were to break everything down into its tiniest little bits, it would be water and protein and we go cells, but I mean, a lot of your cells are all made up of protein. So protein is pretty much in everything within our body, right? So we need it to survive. We then obviously have your carbohydrates, which is our body's main energy source. Every bodily function that we have in our body needs to be fueled by something. So carbohydrates is that energy fuel source. And then we have fats, and fats play a role in enzyme production, accumulation of fat-soluble vitamins. We need a certain amount of fat to help make our protective steroid hormones. Like there's things that does, but there's only so much that we need from to get a physiological response. Then anything over that certain amount is not really doing anything, fantastic at this point. It's more just to make your diet a little bit more palatable. So we've got your protein, carbs, and fats, right? They all play the role. We all need a certain ratio of those. Now, what makes up those protein, carbs, and fats is obviously the food choices, right? So, from our pro-metabolic perspective, the whole goal is about eating, bioavailable, highly nutrient-dense foods that are easy to digest and absorb, right? So, you've got your proteins, you've got your carbohydrates, and you've got your fats. Within those, we've got you think about some of the protein sources that we recommend. Obviously, good grass-fed
Meats.
cuts of meat,
Yeah.
like your beef,
Seafood.
seafood, top of the list. Chicken, we're eating a little bit of chicken because we don't have a lot of options here in Thailand. I don't mind chicken. I think it's probably down the list a little bit in terms of nutrient availability, certainly compared to beef and seafood. So beef and seafood are generally going to be at the top of the list. Eggs are incredible. Obviously, there's a relative amount of fat with those as well, but from a protein source, they're amazing.
Good quality
And then we
dairy.
have dairy as well, fantastic source. So obviously, you've got protein and carbs with that. And then depending on the type of dairy that you're consuming, it might be a full fat or a less fat. But all of these foods together are making up a
Collagen,
combination of your collagen of your protein,
gelatin.
carbs, and fats, right? Obviously, with your carbohydrates, so orange juice, your oranges, fruits, you've got your root vegetables,
Potato.
potatoes. Sweet potato, your pumpkin. Rice is a great carbohydrate source, but it doesn't offer a lot in terms of nutrient availability. So it's pretty much just a straight sort of carbohydrate source. So again, you want to look at it everything in context and sort of saying, well, if I eat too much of something and not enough of some other things, I might be nutrient deficient in some things. So, obviously here in Thailand where we are, fruit is readily available. Like all the fruit is like fresh all the
Incredible.
time. And there's coconuts available. So, like fruit is a big part of our diet. Potatoes are really available. Kitty eats a lot of rice. So I don't particularly eat a lot of rice.
Just easy.
Just easy. Yeah. And
Easy for
then,
lunch. Just cook it up. It's in the fridge. It's for the dogs too.
But again, it's just
Easy.
like you've got a carb amount for the day, and that's what you utilize to hit that total for the day. And then fats, I mean, fats is not something, again, you generally probably need to aim for. I mean, I add coconut oil to a few of the things when I cook. Obviously, my eggs give me fat. Obviously, the beef that I eat gives me fat. So I pretty much hit my fat target pretty well without having to add any extra really to it. So that generally falls. But it's basically, I'm just looking at my diet in terms of all of the nutrients that I'm thinking about, all the fat soluble vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin K, D, that I'm thinking about all the minerals, selenium, copper, zinc, all these sort of things. Where am I going to get those from? I'm thinking about potassium. I'm thinking about magnesium. Obviously, getting enough sodium, enough salt to my foods as well. Like all of those things. So when I look at the foods that I'm eating, I always start with enjoyment first. Like all the foods that are currently in my diet, I love to eat them. I look forward to eating them. And then I eat, the appropriate amounts to hit those macronutrient targets, while at the same time, which is then going to the next category, which is your micronutrients. So we've got calories, macronutrients, micronutrients. Those foods are all micronutrient dense that are hitting my macros. And then after that, you want to break it up into a certain meal frequency throughout the day. So I have four meals, four big meals and a snack. I think, what do you do? Do you do five meals and a snack, or
I
do you do four
do
meals and a
three
snack?
meals and a carrot salad and ice cream for dessert.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You're really carrot salads. This is
It's not
like
a really
three,
meal.
four meals and a snack. Yeah. It's some people just do six meals, some people five. There's no real right or wrong. Again, it comes back to you and what makes sense for you, what you enjoy, what's going to work within your schedule. So maybe you want a higher meal frequency, like five or six meals. Maybe you want a slightly moderate meal frequency, like I do, like four meals and a snack. Maybe you want to do like three meals and a snack. Again, at the end of the day, it's about hitting those macronutrient targets by using highly bioavailable, nutrient dense foods that are easy to digest and absorb within a meal structure that you can stick to on the daily. And then after that is where your supplements will come in and play their part. So supplements are kind of the last thing in the list, because supplements are not going to have the effect, or can actually have a bit of a negative effect if you don't have all of those things in place first. And so that's generally how we want to look at it in terms of a hierarchy of priorities: calories, macros, micros, meal frequency, and then supplements. So if you can work that framework, I think it's going to set you up for the very best success. And obviously, there's always going to be refinements within this, especially if you're somebody new who's just starting this. Then, working out how to what food you want to eat, and oftentimes when we discuss with clients who are new to sort of tracking, we try and talk about keeping the food quite simple and keeping their variety of foods a little bit on the lower side initially, because when they're trying to fit lots and lots of foods within their calorie allotment, they end up getting to this thing and they're like, oh, I can only have 12 grams of this, or I can only have, I'm like, it becomes a bit annoying to sort of track so much of that. So we keep it a little bit simple, but I often find that just keeping things a little bit simple in the beginning allows you to get into the groove, but also really kind of sees how food is affecting you, right? So I mean, that's a
Another part,
podcast in of
yeah.
itself.
But I think, yeah, the
Yeah, go.
simplicity is well as, one of the things that we help women in our program is teaching them how to build these meal plans. And this is a skill like anything else. And, often we'll get women, push back and, oh, it's too hard and I don't have time. But I'm like, choose your fucking hard. If you really want to break free from these crazy restrictive diets and feel good and lose weight in a sustainable way, you need to understand this. And you don't have to track your food forever. Once you get closer to your goal and you understand, protein, carbs, and fat, you can build meals and you can roughly portion size things and listen to your hunger cues and know how to build a balanced meal without actually tracking. But it's like, I love the analogy you use. It's like you want to be the karate black belt, but you don't want to do any of the fucking belts before that. So,
Yes,
I
want to
think
go
it
straight
is.
to black belt.
Yeah, I think it is you it's a skill that needs to be learnt. But it really will set you free. And it amazes me. And it happens every day in our program. Just today a woman's like, oh, you have because we always get them to have a go first. Then we review it. We give example meal plans and guidance and training. But the best way to get better at this is just by practicing. And there was a lady in our group and she'd done a meal plan, and one of the things we always look at is, are you starting your day with a really solid breakfast? 25, 30 plus grams of protein. You always want to have more carbs and protein because carbs increase blood sugar, protein decreases blood sugar, and then fat basically slows down the absorption of everything. So when you're creating these well-balanced meals, it keeps you satiated, especially when you're eating in a deficit and you want to focus on more like whole foods. But this woman, she'd had sort of her meals were a bit erratic and not balanced, and I gave some tips and helped her play around with it. And she messaged me today going, oh my God, Kitty, I feel so much better. Like, I feel so much more balanced. And it was really easy to stick to my plan today. So, I think some of the where we see women go wrong with this is, when they're resisting the tracking, is that they don't actually really have any idea about what the fuck they're doing. And when they start tracking, they're like, holy shit, I'm eating like 80 grams of fat. I'm not eating enough protein. And doing this really creates that awareness. But then one thing we really recommend, like it just makes things so much easier, is doing the planning in advance. Like most of the women here are mums with kids. So don't tell me that you don't go shopping and you don't have any plan. You just go through the shops and go, okay, I'm going to make this for the kids or that. You know, you have a plan. You map out the plan for your family. So do the same thing for yourself. You know, keep your breakfast, have a well-balanced breakfast, keep it really simple. You know, you can even batch prep things for lunches, or you can, one thing that I like to do is I'll make different protein sources. So like meatballs or chicken, because we get heaps of chicken thighs here, marinade chicken thighs, cook them, whack them in the fridge, got big batches of rice cooked. I've been experimenting with different sauces, and then you can just build meals with them. So for example, the meatballs, you can make spaghetti meatballs. We had them with air fried potato chips, salad and juice the other night. I sometimes crumble them up and make them into soft shell tortillas. So there's lots of different things, and you can keep it simple and add like condiments and things to that. But you know, this will truly set you free. You know, understanding calories, macros, and tracking. And once you spend that time every week doing a bit of food prep and food planning, it's like you don't even have to think during the week. Like it just makes it so much easier, gives you so much more freedom, ensures that you are eating regular, well-balanced meals, and then it's much easier to stay consistent and eating that smaller calorie deficit so that you can actually lose weight. And a great example, this is a woman in our program yesterday. She got on a call and she, like everyone, wants it to go quicker. And she's new to everything, new to lifting, new to the food prepping. I think she's done amazingly well. Since November, she's lost 5% body fat. And she was saying to me, oh, I'd really like it to go quicker. And I was like, well, here's some of the levers that we could pull to go quicker. But I'd really like you to reflect on how far you've come and tell me about some of the positive changes you've felt. And she's like, well, I'm down 5% body fat. And I'm like, that's fucking amazing. I'm feeling so much stronger. I'm sleeping better. I've got energy. My clothes are fitting better. My husband's like, oh my God, I can't believe how dedicated you are to this. And she's like, it's actually sustainable, Kitty. So I said to her, well, what do you think we should do? And she goes, I think we should just keep going with what I'm doing. I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and talk a little bit more about our 28-day Rebuild Your Metabolism Challenge. So if you're new here or you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about the RYM method, but you haven't jumped in, the 28-day challenge is the perfect way to kickstart your transformation and experience what the RYM method is all about. In 28 days, you're going to learn how to nourish your body, build muscle and strength, lose stubborn body fat, and restore your metabolism using sustainable strategies, all tailored for women over 40. The challenge is designed to show you that real results don't come from deprivation or cutting carbs or fasting or doing endless hours of cardio and HIIT classes. They actually come from fueling your body with pro-metabolic foods, carbohydrates, and building muscle through effective strength training, and then creating sustainable habits that actually work. You're going to learn how to eat more, eat carbs, train smarter, and feel amazing while seeing real progress in 28 days. So if you've been searching for a program that actually works, this is your chance to see how incredible you can feel when you fuel your body and train with intention. So once you sign up, you're going to be invited to the 28-day community platform, which also has the course materials and instructions on how to get set up with our app. So every day, Craig and I spend time answering questions in the community, and we help coach you through the entire process of what to eat, how much to eat, and how to exercise to restore your metabolism, build muscle, and lose body fat sustainably, all while using the new Strength Tracker app to track your progress, your training, and your nutrition. You can jump on our weekly live coaching calls to ask questions and get personalized coaching, or just reach out in the community at any time and ask questions. The calls are recorded and saved to the course materials. So if you can't make it live, don't worry, you can always watch the replays and you get lifetime access to the course materials. We're going to teach you how to set realistic body composition goals, not just weight loss goals, how to set macronutrient targets specific to your goals, and build your own pro-metabolic meal plans. We also have recipe books, meal plan examples, and food lists. We're going to help you customize a training program that fits how many days a week you can train, how long you can train for, what equipment you have access to, and any injuries. And don't worry, we cover everyone. So whether you have zero experience training, you've never set foot in a gym, to you're an advanced lifter that may be potentially not seeing the results that you want. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes with all the details, and let's get back to the podcast.
Patience, grasshopper, patience.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I'm the same. But, you know,
Yeah.
this.
That's not the world that we live in. Like I totally understand, and you know, when people come in, because often a lot of the time they are comparing it to some of the crazy, you know, shake diet,
12
lemon
week.
detox diets that they've
Yeah.
done before. They're like,
Sculpted
oh,
vegan
30
menopause
pounds in
challenge.
30 days. And it's just, you know, because that's what's been there, you know, a lot of those things about like you know, your weight is made up of body fat, but it's also made up of lean muscle tissue, which is, you know, plays such a huge important role in metabolism and you know, fighting off essentially, you know, metabolic adaptation and just, you know, feeling good and being strong. But, you know, those programs are about, okay, you've got body weight, you've got fat, you've got muscle, you've got water, you've got glow, you've got all of these things. It's all just weight. Let's just get rid of it. Like, there's no real strategy or structure around it. It's just like, let's just be 30 pounds of everything less. And this is why no one can stick to it, because they get to the end of it and they're so depleted, you know, and they're so stressed and their body is just like so run down and so broken. And then they're like, they can't, everyone's got a breaking point. And you know, it just gets to this point where they're just like, the body is just like on high alert, like red alert, that it's like, okay, the moment something's just in front of me, you know, like a chocolate cake or something that's high sugar to try and bring down cortisol adrenaline, body's just gonna like force you to eat that. And then you'll eat it and then it'll keep it up high, and then it'll force you to keep eating more of it, because it's like, well, you pretty much just starved us for the last 30 days. We're trying to protect you from yourself, basically. So we're going to keep ramping up, you know, your hunger hormones to just keep eating that, so we can store even more body fat on you to protect you from when you do this dumb shit again, basically. So it's like, that's when you look at a lot of these weight loss studies that are so aggressive, the people always put back the weight quicker, but also it comes on even more so with even less calories because of the metabolic adaptation. So it's like, whenever you do anything like super extreme like that, there's always going to be the rebound effect. Now, again, I won't crap on about this because we could do another podcast on it, but I've got no issues about, you know, being more aggressive with the dieting approach. But you have to take context into the individual. If that person's coming off, who's been dieting and doing all these things, you're pretty full on for a little while, then doing anything aggressive like that often isn't a smart approach. But at the same time, when you do a body composition test and the person's, you know, 40% body fat, it's just like, well, carrying all of that extra body fat on you is absolutely not a healthy thing either. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword. So you've got to try and, you know, I mean, and that's what we do with our app. Like, our whole process is the person, they come in, they, you know, they do a check-in, they do all their body weight, they do all their measurements. You know, we work out their body composition. We set a goal body composition so we can then look at, okay, well, this is where your current body weight and how much body fat you've got on your body and how much lean body mass you've got. This is your goal body weight, your goal body fat, and your goal body lean body mass. So now we set the plan in place to start working towards it. But when you understand where you are and where you need to go, it then allows the whole reverse engineering process to start happen. That, you know, if you're to lose like 5%, oh, sorry, 0.5% of your body weight per week, it's going to take X amount of weeks to get there. But if you keep things within a 0.5 up to 1%, maybe a little bit faster than that, 1.2% of your body weight per week, like, that's a really good sustainable rate of loss that's going to allow you to maintain your muscle, or if you're somebody who's not particularly strong,
Actually
build
build
some muscle
muscle.
while you're going through this process. But you're going to avoid any of those negative adaptations. You're going to develop habits that allows you to sustain this, because when you get there, like, you eventually get to your goal, and let's say you've lost 20 kilos or, you know, 30 or 40 pounds or whatever it is, nothing should change. Like, a diet isn't something you go on and off of, and then what you do on a diet and what you do when you're just eating back at maintenance or whatever, that they shouldn't be completely different things. It's just like, I've got my nutrition structure, these are the foods I eat, this is my meal frequency, these are the macros that I set up, like everything that I listed before. And then you just eat less of those things to create that energy deficit. And then once you get to your goal weight, you reverse diet back up by eating the same amount of foods. You just start increasing the quantities to bring you back to a maintenance calories that allows you to maintain that new body weight set point. And, you know, be in a stage where you don't have any of these negative health issues because you've done, you know, really dumb dieting for a really long time, depleted the shit out of you, basically. So yeah, it's
And that's what
the
I just
strategy
love,
and approach
yeah, so
needs to
much
be.
about the app and our process is it's like an audit. You come in and do a body audit, you know, where am
Yes,
I at
yes.
now? And it gives you such a clear, like it's so easy. Like I was on a call with one of our clients, and she's doing a muscle building phase now. So she's eating at maintenance. because she's at sitting at a higher body fat. But her whole goal is we've given her these strength goals to reach these muscle mass targets, then because she wants to have that more defined physique, but she just doesn't have the muscle under there. So we're like, well, if you do a diet now, you can diet down, you're not going to look like you want to look. So for her, it's very clear, right? We've given her a deadlift target, Craig's given her some other targets, she's going to keep building up her calories, building up her strength, and then once she's done it, she's going to do it to the end of the year, then she's going to do a cut, and then she will have that body that she wants underneath. You know,
Yes.
whereas this other lady, when she, you know, she was sitting at 34% body fat, now she's down to 29. And for her, it's just still about grad, like she's happy, we're going to gradually keep trying to build muscle, eat in that calorie. She's eating 1800 calories, so she's in a small calorie deficit. She's doing between 6 to 10,000 steps, and she's like, this is really sustainable for me. So if I can keep going, you know, she's just going to gradually keep losing that body fat. So it's so good. It just allows you to be really focused on, you know, what you actually have to do, what lever that you have to pull. And it just doesn't have to be this fucking hard. Like, I think everyone overcomplicates the fuck out of it. I remember when I met Emma and Craig, and I was like, okay, sweet. Okay, I just need to get really strong. And I love the strength training. Like, that is the bit that I love. And I love the food too. And I need to eat this food. And I got really strong and I ate probably too much food. I was in powerlifting. I built heaps of muscle and I didn't have to do that because I just, in the powerlifting community, no one cares about, you know, body fat. It's all about being strong. But it was actually probably quite good for me. Built a lot of muscle, got really strong, probably got up to about 30% body fat. And then I just got to the point where I was like, I don't want to be this fat anymore. And all I did was eat in a small calorie deficit, like 15%. And over, I think it was a 9-month period, I did it slowly. I got down to like 20% body fat. You know, and I didn't have to do anything crazy, and it was sustainable, and I didn't have to do his huge calorie deficits. And it's yeah, it's just it doesn't have to be that hard. You know, get your steps in, do some activity that you enjoy, doesn't have to be steps. You know, reduce the alcohol, get consistent with your nutrition, balance the meals, include these nutrient dense foods. It's like everyone wants to overcomplicate the fuck out of it, reduce stress. You know, work on your emotional shit if you've got emotional shit, because that makes a big difference too. But I think we just overcomplicate it, and it can be very simple, and easy and sustainable. So maybe just a quick recap, Craig. So tracking, if you were going to start tracking, what apps would you recommend if you were someone who, say, wasn't doing our program?
Well, I'd be saying you should do our program and use our app the best.
It's the best.
Best.
MyFitnessPal, Chronometer
Yeah,
is
MyFitnessPal,
one.
Chronometer is great. They're still the set of main ones. I mean, there's quite a lot of them. There's another there was a keto one that I downloaded for shits and giggles just to see how it worked. And it, you know, the I can't remember
Shits
what
and
was it
giggles.
called. I can't remember what it was. But like, I mean, most food trackers, you know, now are, you know, they kind of allow you to add food and tell you the macros and the calories. So I mean, you know, at a basic level, you just need anything that can kind of do that.
I think though where people go wrong is that they like, because my sister, she lost all the weight doing calorie tracking, but she ate too little. She restricted herself too much and she didn't focus on building muscle. So, you know, I mean, look, you can join our 28-day challenge. It's $29 and we have group coaching, we have one-on-one coaching. So, yeah, and the
Come in
thing
and do
is,
it. Go
once
ahead.
you learn these skills, you've got them for life. You know, you always know what to do and you'll never be confused about, you know, how much stronger I need to get, what do I need to eat, what are calories and macros. It truly is life-changing and you'll actually enjoy food again. So, thanks so much. I hope that was helpful. Go and enjoy some orange juice. And some carbohydrates. You don't need to cut them out of your life. And as always, take a screenshot and share this episode on Instagram stories and tag me at KITTYBLOMFILD. And each month I pick a winner and they get some Satre premium collagen. And we'll be back again next week.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.